66 mitzvah is an amazing mitzvah if you think about it. It's a mitzvah, you must pay wages on time. There's a biblical mitzvah, if a guy painted your house, he worked by day, you must pay him that day. If a guy worked for you as a guard by night, you must pay him that night. There's a biblical mitzvah to pay wages on time. You hired a babysitter, don't tell her I don't have change. Go to the ATM machine and get change. You must pay on time. And this is relevant in Israel and Chutzarts, men, women, children. Doesn't matter if you hired a kid to work for you. You must pay him on time. The next mitzvah is the mitzvah that when there's a discrepancy, when there's an argument between two people about a sale, so the courts have to judge them. And the Torah also tells us that we should patronize Jewish stores. We derive that from the same verse, that if it won't cost you, then you should patronize a Jewish store. The 68th mitzvah is, if a person stole, he has a special mitzvah to give back the item that he stole.
Is it if he didn't hide it, he gives back twice?
No, that's only if he's caught. The 69th mitzvah is that if we find the lost object of a fellow Jew, we have a responsibility to give it back. You find someone's lost object, we have a mitzvah to give back, and even if the person's a wicked person, we have a mitzvah to give back. And part of this mitzvah is if I could prevent monetary harm from my friend. I see that the cleaner's coming by and he's going to collect my friend's notes, he's going to throw it in the garbage. Any monetary harm that I could prevent from my fellow man, I have a mitzvah to prevent. That's part of this mitzvah. You see your neighbor's dog running loose. If you bring it back to him, that's part of the mitzvah. You see your neighbor left his windows open and it's raining. His car is going to get drenched. That's part of this mitzvah. And the 70th mitzvah is if we see our fellow man and his donkey is suffering and collapsing under the load, that we have to help him unload. And within this mitzvah, the Torah says, provided that it's a dignified, it's within your dignity. Torah says, let's say you're an old person. You never stand there unloading donkeys. That's beneath your dignity, then you don't have to. And here we have the source, one of the sources for the concept that human dignity is a biblical concept. The Torah says, this mitzvah of helping a person for free, his animal suffering, help him for free, unload the donkey, is provided that it's something that you would do for your own donkey. If it's beneath your dignity, then do not. And also within this mitzvah is the concept of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, that the Torah says we have to care for pain of an animal. If we see an animal suffering, we have to try and prevent it from suffering. Even if the guy's a sinner, the Torah says, and his donkey is loaded and the donkey's suffering under the load, he needs help unloading the donkey, quickly help him out for free because the animal's suffering. And this is where we derive the concept of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, that we have to care for the pain of an animal. Boker Tov.